Today's year in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Lamid Beis. We're beginning at the Mishnah about 10 lines down, and we did have a handout from yesterday, which I'll reattach to today's handout. We're not going to need it that much, but it might come in helpful, and I would also ask people to refer back to the earlier handouts that we had, which I'll point out when we reach them. They'll be a little bit helpful as well. I do hope to be, Ezra Hashem, cover an extra half of a daf today in Yetzer Hashem to set us up for Pesach. In any event, let's begin with the Mishnah. 10 lines down, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah tells us, Shtei Achim Esuin Shtei Achoyos. Again, we have the scenario of two brothers, Reuben and Shimon, married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. And on the handout that I had from yesterday, and again from today, where you see Yevamos Lamed Beis Amud Aleph in the middle of the handout, you see the scenario, Reuven is the box on the left, and he's married to Rachel, and Shimon is not labeled, he's the box on the right, and he's married to Leah. And unfortunately, one of them dies. Here, I, for whatever the reason, in the box, had that Shimon dies. I don't know why I did that 30 years ago when I put these sheets together for the first time, but Shimon here died, and Leah, therefore, would fall to Reuven in Yibam. However, before Leah could be taken by Reuven in Yibam, Rachel dies. So in this situation, Mesechad Mehem, one of the brothers, died. Shimon in this scenario. V'achakach Meso Ishto Shosheni. And then the other brother, Reuven's wife, passes away. That's step two, as you can see in the diagram. So here we now have Leah no longer is forbidden, so to say, in Yibam to Reuven because there's no longer Achos Ishto. So does the original Issa still apply? So the Mishnah tells us, yes, it does. V'achakach Meso Ishto Shosheni. Even though Leah is now able to undergo Yibam to Reuven because there is no sister of hers that's married to Reuven. Nevertheless, the halacha stays the same. Harezu Asura, Olav Olamis. She remains forbidden to Reuven forever. And Hov and Esra Olav Shoa Achas. This is something that we've learned previously, which is a moral question. Why are you telling it to us again? Because when she fell in Yibam, Rachel was alive, and therefore she was Petura because of Achos Ishto, and therefore there was no ability for her to fall in Yibam, and she doesn't require Chalitza. Nevertheless, the Mishnah is teaching us that even if Rachel dies, Leah still remains forbidden to Reuven. And the Gemara starts off and says, Pshita, this is obvious. Now, we previously had Hashta, Uma Hasam, in the previous Mishnah, Delo Midchaya Mehai Besel Agamre, Amrislo. And I gave this example again. This was what we had previously from Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. You can refer to the sheet there, or you can look right over here at this sheet. Again, what we have in the scenario where there were three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Again, here, for whatever the reason, I had Shimon dying instead of Reuven like I had previously. It's all the same. It doesn't make any difference. So you have the brother first dying, Shimon dying. Levi, in fact, would have fallen to both Reuven and to Levi. Leah would have fallen to Reuven if he wasn't her sister's husband. But since Rachel is her sister, she can't fall to Reuven, but she can fall to Levi, and in fact, she does undergo Yibam with Levi, and then subsequently, that's step two. Step three is that now Rachel dies, and if Rachel dies, so then there's no more an Isser of Achos Ishto. Nevertheless, we said in step four, when Levi dies, she's still not allowed to go and marry Reuven, because once she fell, she was Asur, so she remains Asur forever. So that's what the Mishnah said on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, and that's what the Gemara now says. Now, since in that case, the lo mid chaya mehai beisel legarme, even in a situation where she wasn't totally removed from Yibam, she underwent Yibam with Levi. We had said Amrislo that she's not allowed to go and marry Reuven if ultimately Rachel dies and then Levi dies. So Hacher, in our case, we only have two brothers. The ko mid chaya mehai beisel legarme, she's totally removed from being able to go and marry Reuven totally, because when in fact Shimon died, Reuven was still married to Rachel at that point in time. So boom, Leah is unable to, doesn't require Yibam or Chalitza, and she goes scot-free. So if in the case that we have from Daf Lamed, we said she goes scot-free, so certainly in our case she goes scot-free. What's the Chiddush of our Mishnah? So we give an answer that we gave previously as well. Tana, Hotana Bereisha. The Tana of this Mishnah is all the same Tana, and he in fact learned the Mishnah on our Daf first. He thought, actually, that the Mishnah on Daf Lamed would have been Lehetera. Originally, he thought that in the scenario where Reuven's wife Rachel does pass away, then when Levi dies, he thought that, in fact, the Yevama, Leah, would in fact be allowed to go marry Reuven. That's what he originally thought. V'ha'chazya Lehetera v'sharya. Or others have the Giria v'sharya with two yuds, that it's left over. In other words, that she could go. But Vahadar Chazil Isura, then he changed his mind, and he learned the Mishnah on Daf Lamed the way we learned it, and that in fact she still remains Asura, because at the moment that she fell, she was Asura, so therefore she remains Asura forever. So he learned our Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis first. Then he learned the Mishnah on Daf Lamed. However, the idea, the Chaviv Le'akadua, since he loved that one so much, because that was a big Kiddush, he says that one first. And then, you're right, technically our Mishnah is not necessary. However, Mishnah is also Mirkoma, since he already learned our Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis, so even though the Mishnah on Daf Lamed, which was written second, but since he wrote it first because it was so Chaviv to him, we leave everything the way it is, even though technically our Mishnah is no Kiddush, because we learned it all from Daf Lamed. Nevertheless, we have our Mishnah here on Daf Lamed Beis, Amud Aleph. Nadimor says, Tana Rabbanon Ba'aleha. If in fact in our case that we have over here, that Reuven, I'll keep it the way that we have it. If you have that Reuven was married to Rachel, and Leah was married to Shimon, the brother, and then the Shimon, the brother, dies, and Leah falls in Yibam. But we said, of course, since Reuven is still married to Rachel, she doesn't fall in Yibam. But what happens if Reuven was Miyabim her? In fact, Reuven was Miyabim Achos Ishto, as well as she's Eshes Ach Shelo B'Makom Mitzvah. So in this situation, there are two Isurim potentially, Eshes Ach Shelo B'Makom Mitzvah, as well as Achos Ishto. So in this situation, the Braisa says, Ba'aleha, if he in fact has relations with her, he does Yibam with her, Chayav Aleha. He's Chayav two times here, Mishum Eshes Ach, because it's Eshes Ach Shelo B'Makom Mitzvah, and Umishum Achos Isha, because it's his wife's sister. So according to the Tanakhama, Divrei Rav Yossi, there are two Isurim that you're over. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, only one Isur. Eino Chayav Ela Mishum Eshes Ach Bavad. According to this reading, this brisa that we have, Rabbi Shimon says, you're only chayav for one Isser, which Isser? The Isser of Eshes Ach. All right, we have another brisa that says the opposite, Botanya. We have Rabbi Shimon saying again that you chayav twice, and Rabbi Shimon Omer that you only chayav once, and you chayav ele mishum achos isha bilvai. He says in this brisa, you're also only chayav once, but here he says you chayav Eshes Ach. So Rabbi Yossi is consistent through both brisas. We call this brisa one and brisa two. Rabbi Yossi is consistent, says you chayav in both for both. But the opinion of Rabbi Shimon in the first brisa is Yechayev only for one, but it's Eshes Ach. And the opinion in the second brisa is Yechayev for only one, but it's Achos Isha. So which one is it? So Gemara says, Lo Kasha, there's not a steer between the two brisas. Kan, in the second brisa where he said, Rabbi Shimon holds, you're only Chayev because of Achos Isha, it depends on the order. Here we have in the second brisa, Shenoso Chayev. Let's keep it consistent now, and we'll say that Reuven is the first brother, and he's married to Rachel. Shimon is the second brother, and he's married to Leah. And Shimon, like we've been consistent throughout, is the one that does the Yibam. Reuven is the one that dies. So ignore my sheets for now, because I have on my sheets that Shimon is the one that died. Let's go back to our normal way of doing things, that Reuven is the one that dies, and his wife Rachel falls to Shimon in Yibam. Now, you're not allowed to do this. But we have two different opinions of Rabbi Shimon as to what Issa you're over. So it all depends. In this scenario that we have, Shenoso Chai, Chai is called Shimon. He's the one that stays alive. Reuven is the one that dies. So if Shimon got married first to Leah, and only afterwards, V'achakach, after Shimon got married to Leah, only then, Noso Meis, the brother that's going to die, he's not dead yet, obviously, he's marrying Rachel, but at this point in time, he's alive, but he's the one that's going to die, Reuven goes and then marries Rachel. So Shimon was married first to Leah, and then Reuven was married to Rachel. So the first issur that took place on Rachel from the viewpoint of Shimon is that she's his wife's sister, Achos Ishto. So the second brisa that we brought down, where Rabbi Shimon says, Einu chayav ele mishum achos isha bilvad, was, according to Rabbi Shimon, you can't have both these surim take place. You only have the first one to take place. Second brisa says that the issur of Eshes Ach took place first because Shimon first married Leah. Boom! At that moment in time, Rachel is usher to him. The fact that Reuven subsequently married her and there'll be an issur of Eshes Ach Shelo B'Makom Mitzvah is irrelevant. That doesn't take effect. So that's the second brisa. And the first brisa, where we said that the issur is Eino Chayev El Mishum Eshes Ach Bilvad. According to that first brisa, Rabbi Shimon has the scenario, Shenoso Meis, the first Reuven married Rachel. Boom, the reason why Rachel is going to be ushered to Shimon is because she's Reuven's wife, Eshes Ach. He hasn't yet had a relationship with Leah. And only afterwards, V'achakach Nosachai, the brother who's going to stay alive, Shimon, he is now marrying Leah, perfectly acceptable, halachically, absolutely no problem. However, the reason why he's not allowed to marry Rachel if Reuven dies is because first the Isser was Eshes Ach. And therefore, Shenoso Meis, V'achakach Nosachai, we're dealing here with the Isser of Eshes Ach. So it all depends on the scenario. The two brises are not mutually contradictory. They're talking about different scenarios. Where the Issa was Achos Isha first, and only afterwards Eshes Ach, so then only one of the two applies according to Rabbi Shimon. Eshesach. And the other way around, where the first Issa was Achos Ishto, and only afterwards Eshesach, so then Achos Ishto applies and not Eshesach. So Rabbi Shimon holds only one of the two Issurim can apply. Why is that? We'll see in a moment, because he holds Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. Once the first Isser is there, you can't have another Isser going on top of it. So the Gemara says, for Rabbi Shimon, but wait a second, if there is no Isser over here of Eishes Ach, so then, if you have first the scenario that Reuven married his wife, so there's only Isser of Eishes Ach that's applicable. The Achakach Nosachai, and then Shimon married Leah. So now, only afterwards is the Isser of Achos Ishto come into play from Shimon's point of view, but the Isser of Eishes Ach is already there. So then, Kivan, the Isser Achos Isha lo chayo, since the Isser of Achos Isha doesn't take effect according to Rabbi Shimon, so then, when in fact Reuven dies, Tisyabim Yavume, why doesn't the Mitzvah of Yibum come in? After all, there is no Isser of Achos Ishto, because we just said only the Isser of Eishes Ach was chal according to Rabbi Shimon. So Tisyabim Yavume, let him do Yibum. So Amar Vashi says, no, it's not like the Isser went away. Isser Achos Isha Misla Tali. However, Vikoi, the Isser of Achos Isha didn't get a chance to be chal, but it didn't go away. It's hanging there. It's in suspended animation. And as soon as the Isser of Eishes Ach goes away, because Reuven dies, so it's no longer Eishes Ach, boom, then the Isser of Achos Ishto falls into place, Vikoi, and therefore, in this situation, Ipaka Isser Eishes Ach, if the Isser of Eishes Ach goes away because Reuven Nebuch passes away, then boom, also Isser Achos Isha, from suspended animation, the Isser of Achos Isha comes in V'choil, and now takes effect, and therefore, the Hilkach Lopaka, therefore the Isser of Achos Ishto now is in effect, and therefore you can't do Yibam, and you're not Mechoyev to do Chalitza. So that's the understanding of Rabbi Shimon. Now, the Gemara says, the Sava Rabbi Yossi, Isser Chal Al Isser, this reasoning was that Rabbi Yossi holds you can have two Isserim because an Isser of Eishes Ach can be Chal on Achos Ishto, or vice versa. The Isser of Achos Ishto can be Chal on the Isser of Eishes Ach. That seems to be the understanding of Rabbi Yossi, whereas Rabbi Shimon says, Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. So is this really true? Because we have a Brisa that seems to suggest that Rabbi Yossi does say that you can't have Isser Chal on Isser. So how can you say over here that he does hold that Isser is Chal Al Isser? What's this other b'risa? V'tanya, we learned another b'risa. Aver aveira she'esh bo shtei misos. If a person did an aveira that has two chiyuvim of misa involved in it. Rashi says, Dira maslo shtei misos, five lines on the bottom, kigon chamoso. Nebuch has relations with his mother-in-law, and she's also married to his father-in-law. He, Eishes Ish. So there's a double prohibition on him having relations with her. It's his mother-in-law, it's his wife's mother, and she's also his father-in-law's wife. So in this situation, there's two chiyuvim of misa, and the isser of eishes ish is only chenek, but the isser of chamoso, that's sreifa. So sreifa is a higher level of misa than chenek. So the isser of chamoso, his mother-in-law, is a higher level prohibition than, quote, just being, quote, an eishes ish. Horrible isurim, no matter what, but there's a difference between just being, quote, an eishes ish and being his mother-in-law. So in this situation, the Brisa says, Avar aveira she'esh bo shtei misos, nidon b'chamura. The Tanakhama says you only get one misa, obviously, and you give him the stricter one. You don't go which one came first. You give him the stricter one, which is chamosa, which is sreifa, versus the, quote, just chenek of a regular adulterous relationship. Rav Yossi disagrees. Rav Yossi Omer, you look at which one came first. Nidon bazik o harishon habo alav. What are the two possibilities? So the Brisa continues with Tanya. Ketzel Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says that you give the first one, only one of the two. Again, that's going to be the question. You only give him one of the two. You don't give him both. So nidon bazik o harishon habo alav. Rav Yossi says you give the first one that comes upon you. How do you say which is the first one? If she was an unmarried chamoso, Nebuch, his father-in-law passed away, and the mother-in-law is a widow, so she's still his mother-in-law. Chamoso, at the time that he got married to her daughter, she was a widow. So his mother-in-law is a single lady. There's no Eishes Ish, but there is Chamoso. And then she remarries. He has a second husband, the Nasa Eishes Ish, and then Rachmana Litzlan, he has relations with her. So now he's over both his mother-in-law, and she's a married woman, so he's over Eishes Ish. In this situation, Nidon b'Chamoso. Rav Yossi says you only give the chamoso, which is the first one that occurred. First she was his mother-in-law, only subsequently did she become a married lady. Again. Now, if she was first Eishes Ish, she was married to his father-in-law, and they were a regular couple, a regular husband and wife. And then he marries the daughter. So now she becomes his mother-in-law. The Nasis chamoso, in this situation, Rav Yossi says, Nidon Eishes Ish, you get the lighter punishment of, quote, just chenek, because the more serious chamoso iser is not chal al iser. So what do you see clearly from here? The Rav Yossi holds ein iser chal al iser. So how can you tell us in our Tanu Rabbanan that we just had a few lines up that Rav Yossi holds that you're chayef for both? Here in this brisa, clearly Rav Yossi holds it. You're only chayef for the first one. How can that be? It seems to be contradictory. So we turn to Yomid Beis, Lamid Beis, Yomid Beis. Amar Rav Yavo, Rav Yavo is going to give us the first teretz. Moder Rav Yossi be iser mosif. Oh, here we have something that's known as an iser mosif. We're adding on. We're mosif over here to the iser. Now, I normally don't have the opportunity to do all the rashis, especially the big ones inside, but let's do this top big rashi inside because it's critical to understand what is the difference between an iser mosif and, as we'll see, something called an iser kolel. So let's read this top rashi inside. So Rashi tells us over here, Dira Maskel, Omer Rav Yavo, Moder Rav Yossi B'Yisr Mosif, that Rav Yossi does say that an Isser can be Chal on an Isser if there's something that's being added, if there's something Mosif. What is this? Shehu Chal al Isser. An Isser, second Isser, can be Chal al original first Isser if you're adding something. Kigon, for example. Isser Eishes Ach. If you have the prohibition of not having relations with your brother's wife, the Mosif who that adds on to originally, when Reuven married Rachel, so the other lady, the sister, Leah, was a Penuya. There was no Eishes Ach. But he's not allowed to marry Leah because she's his wife's sister. Okay, again, regular case, let's remind ourselves. Reuven married Rachel. Mazel tov. She has a sister, Leah. So Reuven's not allowed to go marry Leah. But all of his other brothers, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, can go and marry Leah perfectly fine. And then, in fact, Shimon marries her. Mrs. Lechon Mehem, Leah goes and marries Shimon. Mazel tov. Now, Nesra al Kulon, not only is Leah usher to Reuven because she's Achos Ishto, she's the sister of his wife, but she is, in fact, now his brother's wife. And now that Isser is Mosif in that Levi and Yehuda are now also not permitted to marry her. Mishum Eishes Ach, because it's their brother's wife. The Achshav, since Nitosef Isser Alei, Legabe Shar Echov, now the Isser goes on Reuven as well. The Eishes Ach Isser that Shimon now has given to Levi and Yehuda also goes on Reuven, because since it went to Levi and Yehuda, Migu, the Chayel Shem Eishes Ach Allah, Legabe Shar Echov, since this Isser on Leah of Eishes Ach goes on to Levi and Yehuda, so Migu, since it goes on to them, the Chayel Shem Eishes Ach Allah Legabi Shar Echov Shoyse Muteris Lehem Cholnami Hashem Hazeh Legabi Didei. Since it goes on Levi and Yehuda, it also goes on Reuven, even though she was already also to Reuven because of Achos Ishto, and this is called an Isser Mosif. The Af Ogav Dasiro Lei, even though she was already also to him, the Kaima, nevertheless, because of this Migu, this Isser is Chal. This is how an Isser Mosif can be Chal al an Isser. However, Aval Eishes Ish, if she in fact was first an Eishes Ish, this woman, his mother-in-law, was married to his father-in-law. Mazel tov. They're a happily married couple. They have a daughter, and Reuven likes his daughter, and eventually he marries her. The Nas is Chamoso. Now, his mother-in-law becomes his mother-in-law. Mitchila Haisa Asur L'chol Olam. She originally was also to every single person in the world because she's married. Mishum Eishes Ish, because of the Isser of Eishes Ish. So Naso Zez Bita, when Reuven marries her daughter, Ein Isser Zeh Roy LaHosif Alei, you can't add that on to the Isser that he already has because of Chamoso, because she already is also to him. Im Acherim, well, everybody else is also to her as well. There's no ability to say over here the name of Migu, the Chayel Alei, Lechol Nami Alei, that since her Isser now goes on new people, it doesn't go on any new people. It only goes an additional chamoso on him, but it's not a new Isser, and therefore there's no Migu over here. However, it was the other way around. That first she was just his mother-in-law. She wasn't married. Her husband died, and he marries a daughter. So she's just chamoso. So the only Isser that he has with her is chamoso. And now she gets a second marriage, Anasa Eishes Ish. And in this situation, Vadai Isser Mosifu. This would also be an Isser Mosif because now she's also to every other single person in the world. So it's Mosif on him as well. Shemitchila Asurul Azeh Umuterzichol Olam. When she was a single lady, she was only also to him because of a mother-in-law Isser. But when she gets remarried, a second marriage, Nasa Eishes Ish, Itosev Hai Shem Allah Ligabe Kuli Alma. Since this Isser of Eishes Ish now goes on every single person in the world, Umigu the chayil alayu, since it's chal on all of them, chayil mami legabe, her son-in-law, unto Reuven the high. And this is v'hai the kamar of Yossi, nidon b'chamoso mishum de b'miso saskinon. And that's what Rav Yossi said, that we go and give the iser over here of chamoso, mishum, when you're dealing with miso, v'yato yechol miso v'veiz misos, and you can't give him two misos, holu shteim alav, since both of them come on him in this situation, yidon b'chamura, you give the stricter one. Avalo yeshoge, but we're dealing over here with by accident, he didn't realize it was his mother-in-law. And in that situation, there'll be two chatos, he would in fact be chayev two chatos. So that's when you say that iser mosif is chal al iser, and that's what Rabbi Yavo says. Moder Rabbi Yosi be iser mosif. Matthew Gemara says that works out great if the right order occurred. In our case over here, that works out perfectly well when the living brother, the one who isn't going to die, the one who do yibum, Shimon, married first. And then v'achakach nosemes, and only afterwards did Reuven go and marry her. In this situation, the eshesach came on first, and only afterwards v'achakach nosemes, then when Reuven goes and marries the sister Rachel, is there a prohibition on Rachel of being an eshesach? Originally, Rachel is prohibited to Shimon because she's Leah's sister. So Leah's sister is the less extensive one, that comes first, and then you have the broader one, the Eishes Ach, because that applies not only to Shimon, that applies to all the other brothers as well. And Migu di Tosef, Yisrael, Gabi Achim, since this applies to Levi and Yehuda as well, so Migu, Itosef, Yisrael, Gabi today, it also applies to Shimon as well. But the other way around, Elehecha, the Nosem Eis, Reuven first marries Rachel. So in that situation, V'achachach Nosechai, then Shimon marries Leah. So my isimosif ika, there is no isimosif over here, because after all the other brothers were forbidden to marry Rachel anyway already because of Eishesach. So you added on nothing by Shimon marrying over here Leah. You're going to tell me v'chitema migu di itzar bechulu achvasa. Oh, if there are any other sisters, there's another sister Chana, there's another sister Yocheved. Those sisters are now usher to Shimon, so you're adding on additional people that are usher to Shimon, but that's not called Isser Mosif. That's called Hai Isser Kolalu, because to the original Erva, to Rachel, nobody else is being added. There is no addition. There are just other people being added to Shimon, but there's nobody else being added to Rachel or Leah. And therefore, this is called Isser Kolal and not Isser Mosif. Very important distinction. On the woman herself who falls in Yibam, nothing else has been added. It's only on Shimon that other people have been added. Now we can't marry the other sisters, Chana and Yocheved. But there is no Isser added over here to Rachel or Leah. And therefore, there is no Isser Mosif. This is called an Isser Kolal. And the Gemara wants to suggest that Rabbi Yavo is wrong. Because while Rabbi Yossi is Modeh, that an Isser Mosif is Chal al Isser, who says that Rabbi Yavo would say that Rabbi Yossi holds that an Isser Kolel is added on? Now, as we'll eventually see, there is an opinion that says that. But right now, we want to suggest that Rabbi Yavo is not correct because this is an Isser Kolel in this scenario and not an Isser Mosif. So therefore, Rabbi, on the surface, the simple way to understand this is that Rabbi disagrees with Rabbi Yavo. There are other ways to understand this. We're going to learn it nice and simple. So therefore, Rabbi disagrees with Rabbi Yavo. And he says, Elo Omar Rava, Malani Olav Kiilu Oso Shtaim. The answer is that we view this as if he did two sins, however, Beinu Chayvel Achas, but we only make him liable actually for one of them. What's the practical nafkamina of this? It sounds like it's just semantics. We'll see in a moment. But before we get to that, V'chein Ki Oso Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he said over the name of Yochanan, Omar Rav Yochanan, likewise. Exactly like Rava said, Malani Olav Kiilu Oso Shtayim. In fact, we say over here that we view this person when he has Rachmon Lislan relations, when Shimon has relations with Rachel, the widow of Reuven, he's over two Isurim. We view it as if he was over two Isurim. Kiilu Oso Shtayim. However, Veinu Chai Velachas, but he only gets punishment for one of them. Now, again, if he's only getting punishment for one of them, what do you mean he's Chayiv twice? So my nafkamina, what's the nafkamina here? So the Gemara says, L'kavro ben rishoyim gemurim. And here Rashi understands this as follows. Rashi says that there's an issa to bury somebody with tzaddikim, and there's also an issa to bury somebody with people that are not as big rishoyim as he is. He has to be buried with the level of rasha that he is. or the level of tzaddik that he is. That's why we're makbid on burying people in certain sections. That's why Roshech the Shlita would say that that's why shuls would have chaver kadishas and mistama. All the people in that shul, they all have roughly the same level of Yiddishkeit, and they're all buried in the same chevra shaft, and they would have a chevra that would buy plots for the people in the shul, the people could buy, because they're all roughly in the same level. In any event, so if a person, Rachmana Litzlan, were to commit an aveira that's a chiv of skila or srefa, the two more severe, as opposed to herig and chenek, so then those people that committed the more severe aveiras are not allowed to be buried the people that committed the less severe aveiras. So we lump them into two categories, skila and srefa, so they're the worst, so they're not allowed to be buried with people that didn't do as horrible sins as them. They only did sins that yichayv mises basin of herig or chenek. So in this situation, the nafkamina would be, if he did two sins, you have to bury him with the stricter sins. So he did chamoso, and he did eishes ish, so then one would be chenek, one would be sreifa, so you bury him in the sreifa category. You bury him in the worst cemetery. You bury him in the situation where the worst sinners are. That's the way Rashi understands this. Tosa says, no, you just view this as a person who did two sins versus a person who did one sin. And he's buried with the greater sinners who did two sins rather than the, quote, the sinners that did one sin. That's the similar idea, but a little bit different of a practical application. That is what Rava, and also Rav and Omer Rav Yochanan say, is the counterbalance to Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo said that the machlokis is on whether you hold Isser Mosif or not al Isser. So Rabbi Avo said that Rav Yossi holds that Isser Mosif is Chal al Isser, and Rava and Rav and Omer Rav Yochanan disagree with that. Now the Gemara says, Ubitpluksa, this machlokis here between Rabbi Yavo and Rava slash Rav and Omer of Yochanan is paralleled out with the following machlokis. And here we're going to shoot through this entire Amud very quickly with three cases. And you'll see this goes very, very quickly. Mitzvah Shem, give us a chance to get ahead a little bit. So what is this pluksa on these three cases, the Itmar? It was said in the Beis Medrash. Zor Sheshimesh B'Shabbos. A Zor is somebody who's not allowed to do the Avoda. In other words, a non-Kohen. So a Zor is not allowed to do the Avoda on any day of the week. But now he does the Avoda on Shabbos, so we're adding an additional sin. You're only allowed to do the Avoda on Shabbos if it's permitted to do the Avoda on Shabbos. So this Zor is over doing the Avoda on Shabbos. He's over in Isser Shabbos, as well as he's doing an Isser of doing the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. So now, Rabbi Chiya Omer Chayiv Shtayim. Rabbi Chiya says this person is Chayiv twice. Once for a Zor who's doing the Avoda, and once for doing Melacha on Shabbos. We'll see on the next Amud, what Avod he's actually over, Isser on Shabbos. But in any event, Rabbi Chiya says he's chayiv twice, once for doing Avod on Shabbos, and once for being Mechal Shabbos. Bar Kapara disagrees. Bar Kapara Omer, Eino chayiv elachas, you only chayiv one. We'll see which one in a moment. So this is a machlokas between Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kapara, how many Yisurim is he over? Now, Kofatz Rabbi Chiya v'nishma. Rabbi Chiya jumps up and he swears. In other words, he wants to show you how strong his opinion is. So he swears. We'll have to explain in a moment what they're exactly doing, what Rav Chiya and Bar Kapara are swearing to, and why they jumped up and swore. So, Kofetz Rav Chiya v'nishba ha'avoda, it's a lashon of shvua, ha'avoda, kach shumati mi Rebbe, I myself heard from Yehuda Nasi. Rashi says, Rebbe is Rav Yehuda Nasi. And he was, in fact, the Rebbe of Rabbi Chiya, and he was also the Bar Plukta, but also the Rebbe of Bar Kapara. And Rav Chiya jumps up and swears, I heard myself from Rebbe, shtayim, that yechayiv twice. Bar Kapara is not to be held back. Kofat Bar Kapara. He jumps up too. Vinishba. And he also swears to show you the strength of his statement. He says, well, they use the Lashon HaShua as well. Kach Shemati Mi Rebbe. I myself also heard from Rebbe. Yehuda Nasi Achas. So each of them is swearing that they heard Rebbe say something else. So obviously one of them is not accurate. We'll have to explain. Obviously, neither of them is lying, so they must have heard something, so we'll have to spend a little bit of time in the Gemara on Daf Lamed Gimel explaining what they thought. But right now, we're going through the three cases. So right now, Rav Chiya swears that he heard two. The Rebbe said, yo, over two Yisrim. And Bar Kapara swears he heard Rebbe say one Yisrim. Now, Hiskel, Rabbi Chiya Laden. Rabbi Chiya gets up, and he starts to explain his understanding. Shabbos, like Kol Nesra. He says, Shabbos is also for everybody. Nobody's allowed to do Melacha on Shabbos. And when it's permitted to shechter carbon tamid, for example, any carbon that is time dependent and is allowed to be shechted on Shabbos, so then it's hutra in the mikdash to go and shecht that carbon, but only eitzel kohanim hutra, only by the people that are allowed to do the avoda. It's not a blanket heter. You can do the avoda in the base of mikdash, and therefore the kohanim hutra v'lo lezarim. Only kohanim are allowed to do that avoda. The zarim are still prohibited. Therefore, Yesh ka mishum zaris. So there's two isurim over here. One is the regular isur, a zar can't do the avoda, a non-kohen can't do the avoda. Yesh ka mishum shabbos. And there's a second isur of chilu shabbos, mechalu shabbos. Therefore, that's why they're two isurim. Similarly, however, his chabakapar lodur. Bakapar gets up and says, I'll explain my position, why Rebbe said only one. Rebbe said, Shabbos lakol nesra. Shabbos is a blanket isur. Nobody's allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Kishudra mikdash. But when there is a dispensation to go bring the korbanos tibur on Shabbos, those time-dependent korbanos that are allowed to be brought, so hutra, period, it's permitted for everybody. And therefore, the only isur that's over here is en kanel azaris, only a non-kohen isur. The non-kohen can't do the avoda, but not isur Shabbos. The isur Shabbos was removed. And therefore, there's only one isur. That's case number one, where you have a zor doing avod on Shabbos. Reb Chiya says you chayv twice for both zor and for Shabbos. And Bakapar says you only chayv once for zor. Fine. Next case, very similar. Balmum shishimish betuma. If you have a person who is a blemished kohen, so he's a balmum, he's not allowed to do the avoda, and you're also not allowed to do the avoda when you're tame. And he has two strikes against him. He's a balmum and he's also tame. And he does the avoda. So Reb Chiya omer chayv shtayim. And by Kapar Omer, Eno Chayev El Achas. Same exact machlok. Reb Chiya says you chayev twice. Once for a Baal Mum doing the Avoda. Baal Mum's not allowed to do the Avoda. And a Tommy person's not allowed to do the Avoda. Chayev twice. And by Kapar says you only chayev for one of them. Again, Kofetz of Reb Chiya Nishma. Reb Chiya jumps up and swears for Avoda. He uses a Lashon of Shvua. Kach Shemati Rebbe. I myself heard from Rebbe. Shtayev. That you chayev twice over here. Once for Tumah. And once for a Baal Mum. And again, Kofetz by Kapara. The Nishba. Bakapara jumps up and swears, no, Avoda, I swear, Kach Shemati Rebbe, that I heard from Rebbe, Achas, you only chayev one time. Same exact thing. And each of them states their reasoning. Hisla Rebbe Chiya Lildon, and Rebbe Chiya goes up and says, this is my position, Tuma Lakol Nesra. There's nobody that's allowed to do Tuma in the Beis HaMikdash. If you're Tuma, you're not allowed to do the Avoda. However, Kishuotra B'Mikdash, we have Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur. When the entire tzibur, or a majority of the tzibur is tummy, then you are allowed to do the tumah. But when was that permitted? Only etzel kohanim tamim hutra. It was only for kohanim that don't have a blemish. They may be tummy, but they don't have a blemish. So they're the only ones that are allowed to do the avoda. A blemished kohen can never do the avoda. It's tumah hutra b'tzibur, not blemish hutra b'tzibur. And therefore, lekohanim tamimim was the heter hutra. And therefore, Yesh Khan, in this situation where a Baal Mum Tomei does the Avoda, Yesh Khan Mishum Bali Mumim, number one, Yesh Khan Mishum Tuma, number two. Bar Kapar disagrees, Hisko Bar Kapar Lodun. He says his reasoning. He says, Tuma Lakol Nesra, the concept of Tuma is also for everybody to do the Avoda, except when it's Tuma Hutra Betziba. Kish Hutra Mikdosh Hutra for everybody, even for a Baal Mum. And therefore, the only Issa that's left, Ein Khan El Mishum Baal Mum. And that's why you only chayv once. That's case number two, Tuma and Baal Mum. Case number three is very similar. Zor Shalchal Malika. Malika is the special shchita equivalent that we do with the right big thumb nail of the Kohen. He does Malika. Shchita is done from the front to the back. Malika is done with the thumbnail, not with a knife, from the back to the front, and it's only done on the birds, on the Torah, the Ben Yonah, that's brought for a Chatos or an Ola. Those are the only two types of bird offerings, and the only two types of birds are a Torah and a Ben Yonah. Now, Zor Shalchal Malika. If a zor, a non-kohen, is not allowed to eat from the bird offerings, the only bird offering that's eaten is a chattis. The ola is not eaten at all, and the chattis is only eaten by pirchei kahuna, and they're only allowed to eat it if malika is done properly. But otherwise, malika would actually turn an animal into nevela. If you took an empire chicken and did malika on it, it would be a trefa empire chicken. It would be nevela. It would not have been shechted properly. I use the term trefa in the vernacular sense. It's a nevela. Trefa implies that there's a mum to it, a certain type of blemish to it. In any event, it's not kosher, it's nevela. So, a zar sha'acha malika, if a zar eats something that had malika done to it and not shchita, so then Rabbi Chiya omer chayv shtayim. Not surprisingly, Rabbi Chiya consistent says you chayv twice. The two isurim are one, he's eating nevela, and two, he's a non-kohen, and only a kohen is allowed to eat from the chattas that had malika. Bar Kapara, again, not surprisingly, Omer Einu Chayv Elachas, you only chayv one time. And again, each one jumps up. Kofetz of Reb Chiya Nishma Avoda. Reb Chiya jumps up and says, I swear, using the Lashon Neshua, Kach Shemati Mi Rebbe. I myself heard from Rebbe, Shtayim, you chayv twice. One time you chayv for a Zor that is eating the Korban of Chatas, and number two, because it is eating the Vela. And Bar Kapara jumps up. Kofetz Bar Kapara Nishma Avoda. He says, no, Kach Shemati Mi Rebbe. I myself heard from Rebbe, that you only chayv one time. that you're only chayiv for the following, and each of them will only one time, and each of them explains the reasoning. His Ruchia says, Nevela lekol nesra. Nobody's allowed to eat nevela. If you take an Empire chicken and you do malika to it, that's not called shechita, and therefore it is a nevela. But kishud mikdash, when the base of mikdash allows you to do malika on a chata sa'ov, so it's a kohanim mutra. It's only permitted for the kohanim to eat it. Le kohanim mutra v'lo lezarim. Kohanim can eat it, but not zarim. Only the pirchei kohuna can eat it. Therefore, if a zar would eat it, yesh kamishum zar, he's over a zar eating the chatas, and also yesh kamishum malika, and he's a zar eating something that is nevela. She's chayim twice. And his Chubak Kaparla, the Makarba says, no, this is what Rebbe said. Nevela like Honesra. In fact, Nevela is an issue that applies to everybody. But Malika was permitted in the Beis HaMikdash, Kishutra B'Mikdash, Hutra with everybody. And therefore, En Kanela B'Shum Zaris. The only prohibition is because you're a Zar. That's why you're not allowed to eat it. Not because it's Nevela, it's because you're a Zar. And therefore, you only Chayav once. We turn to Lama Gimel and Aleph. What is the understanding of this Machlokas in all three cases over here between Rabbi Chia and Bar Kapara? So the Gemara wants to suggest be'isser kolel v'aliba the Rav Yossi. This is exactly that point that we brought down before. An isser kolel, and according to the opinion of Rav Yossi, Rav Chia says Rav Yossi be'isser kolel is also mechayiv tarti. Not only did Rabbi Avo say that an isser mosif is chalal isser, but even an isser kolel, according to Rabbi Chia, is chal al isser. Whereas Bar Kapara Savar lo mechayev el achada, he holds that an Isser Kolel is not chayev on an Isser that is already there. And therefore, that's what the Machlokas Gemara wants to suggest, is between Rabbi Chia and Bar Kapara. Now the Gemara says, Umay Isser Kolel ikahacha. What exactly is Isser Kolel that we're talking about in all three of these cases? So the first two cases we have no problem. It's the third case there'll be a problem. Bishlam Azor, in the case of the Zor who did the Avod on Shabbos, case number one, so Mei Kara, originally Sharbim Malacha, the person who's the Zor, there's no problem in him doing Avod on a weekday. Sharbim Malacha, there's no Issa Malacha on a weekday. But Vasub Avod, but he's not allowed to do the Avod on a Tuesday or a Thursday. He's not allowed to do the Avod. Then Shabbos comes along, Asilo Shabbos, and Shabbos now says he can't do that Malacha. Since he's also not allowed to do malacha now on Shabbos, so therefore mitzar nami biavoda. This is the Isser Kolel. He's also not allowed to do the avoda. The avoda was already prohibited to him. You're not mosif an additional Isser, but since the malacha, that's the external item, is now prohibited to him, so it can be migo, the itzar b'malacha, mitzar nami biavoda. So this migo, according to Rabbi Chia, applies as well in this case too of the zar doing avoda Malacha on Shabbos. He was originally usher in doing the Avoda, and now he's usher in doing Malacha on Shabbos, so therefore it's an extra add-on. That's what we can see. Rav Chia says yes, Bar Kapara says no. Second case likewise, the Baal Mum, who is Tomei. So Baal Mum may kara shari b'achila. A Baal Mum is allowed to go and eat. There's no Isser in the Baal Mum taking a share of the Korbanos. He's allowed to eat. He just can't do the Avoda. But also Avoda, he's forbidden to do the Avoda, but he gets a share. Then itami le, but then when he becomes tamei, so he's now not allowed to eat too. So migo the komitza biachila. Now the additional item is added on that he can't eat. So therefore iser kolel mitzar nami b'avoda. So now he also can't do the avoda as well. So that's the second add on. That's the iser kolel. Rav Chia says yes, and Bar Kapara says no. Perfect, no problem. However, the third case is a problem, Elamalika. The case of the Malika, where the Zohar, the non-Kohen, ate from the Chatas Ov, ate the Malika. So this has to occur, Bevas Achasi, the Mishkachas Lod. This can't occur one after the other. They both occur at the same time. Because the minute you make the Malika, so that's when the Isser of Nevela comes to effect, and the Isser of Azor is not allowed to eat it. Because until now, it was Me'ila. There was a different Isser, Rashi explains, that nobody's allowed to eat it because of Me'ila. And the minute you do the Malika, simultaneously, does it become permitted only to a Kohen, forbidden to a Zar, and also it becomes Nevela. So this is not an Isser Kolel. This is a simultaneous Isser, B'Isser Kolel, lo Mishkachas law. So how are you going to explain this Machlokas between Rav Chia and Bar Kapara as being, it's totally on whether an Isser Kolel is Chal al an Isser, that works for the first two cases, but it doesn't work for the third case. Therefore, the Gemara says that can't be the answer. It can't be talking about whether Isser Kolel is Mosif on the original Isser, whether Isser Kolel is Chalal Isser. Ella, what? Komif Lagei B'Isser B'Vasachas. That's exactly what they're arguing about. If something occurs simultaneously, that's what the machlokas between Rav Chiya and Bar Kappar occurs. And this is going according to Valibo de Rav Yossi. And this goes according to the opinion of Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi previously had said that Yechayev twice. Yechayev for both Eishes Ach and Yechayev for Achos Ishto. Oh, according to Rav Yossi, this is the machlokas. Rav Chiya Sovar, Rav Chiya holds Rav Yossi be'isur basachas mechayev tarti, that even if the two isurim occur simultaneously, then you still chayev twice. How could you have this occur simultaneously? We'll explain in a moment when you're dealing here with a shaliach giving Reuven and Shimon's kiddushin to another shaliach who's accepting it on behalf of Rachel and Leah. So in this situation, everything occurs simultaneously. The kiddushin of Reuven to Rachel and the kiddushin of Shimon to Leah both occur simultaneously. And in that situation, that's where Yossi says that Be'isa Bavasachas Bechayev Tarte. That's what Rav Chiya holds. But Bar Kappar says in that situation, Bar Kappar Sava, no, Lo Mechayev Elechod. In that situation, you'd only be Chayev on one of the two and not on both of them. Which one of the two? So in that situation, Tosus brings down that you'd be Chayev for the more Chomer Dika one, which would be the Eishesach, that's more Chomer than Achos Ishto, because Achos Ishto doesn't apply. It's the only erva, it's only one of the arayas that after the wife, Rahman al-Islam, passes away, then the sisters muteris. All the other arayas still are in effect. They're prohibited even after the death of the indexed person. So Rahman al-Islam, if somebody's wife passes away, the mother-in-law is still lesser, but the sister is mutter. The daughter-in-law is still forbidden after that, but the sister is permitted. So in that situation, the isser of Eishes Ach is considered a more chomer dika isser than Achos Ishto. So this is what Rav Chiya and Bar Kappar are arguing about. Rav Chiya says, you chayiv, if it's a vas achas, both of them. And Bar Kappar says, you only chayiv on the mochamer dika, one of the two. Adi Gemara says, v'ocha mayisur vas achas ika hocha. In the first two cases that we described, where do you have vas achas? So in the Malika and Zohar case, we just explained, as soon as you do the Malika, that's vas achas, because the Nevela and the prohibition against the Zohar eating from the Chatas Oath, they apply simultaneously. But what about the first two cases? V'hocha, my isa vas achas ikahocha. How can you tell me that there are two simultaneous Averas in that case? So in the first case, Zohar Shishimish b'Shabbos, and the Zohar, the non-Kohen, who did the Avoda on Shabbos, how can that occur simultaneously? In the situation, kigon, the Isis shtei saros b'Shabbos, that the person became a gadol, he became a physiologically gadol on Shabbos. And then at the same time, the havelei saros b'Shabbos v'adei adodei, until the two hairs come, until he demonstrates the physical maturity, then he's not chayiv in hilchos Shabbos, and he's not chayiv as a zor. So on Shabbos, he becomes both a gadol and chayiv in hilchos Shabbos, as well as in the din of saros, and therefore both occur simultaneously. So that's how you have that, b'vas achas. And what about the second case, the Baal Mum, who was Tame, Nami? That can also occur simultaneously. Under what scenario? Kigon, for example, the Aisei Shnei Saros, he becomes physiologically mature, he has the Shnei Saros, the two pubic hairs, but previously, Rashi says, V'itame le means he previously was Tame. So now, when he's Tame, as a katan, there's no din of a Tame person for a katan. But now the din of Tumah takes effect as a gadol. He's not allowed to do the avodah as a tamei person. And the habile ba'mum v'tuma v'hadi adodi. And now, he was a ba'mum from birth, but now, at the time of his bar mitzvah, it takes into effect the issur of a ba'mum not allowed to do the avodah. And a tamei person is not allowed to do the avodah. And his becoming a ba'mum, whose tamei, occurred at the same time when he was already tamei beforehand, and he was already a ba'mum beforehand. And now, when he gets the two pubic hairs, boom, both come at the same time. V'hadi adodi. That's a simple understanding. Mor says, Inami, alternatively, you could be talking about Shekotach Etzbo B'Sakin Tmeya. He cut his hand, he cut his finger, and made himself a Baal Mum with a Sakin Tmeya. So simultaneously, as he cuts his finger, he becomes Tame and a Baal Mum at the same time. Now, the simple understanding of this is that it occurs so fast. He chops through his finger, Nebuch, so fast, so it's simultaneous. However, Rashi, in one opinion, the Tosos Yishonim, say that, but the other opinion Tosos Yishonim and Tosos say that that's not called Bevas Achas. The few split seconds that it takes to get to the point where he becomes the Baal Mum, he's already Tomei as soon as the knife touches him. So therefore, Tosos, in the second opinion, Tosos Yeshanim suggests that we're dealing here with he already had most of his fingers sliced off beforehand. And now, the last slice that you're cutting through the finger is simultaneously with the tumma. And therefore, in this situation, the tumma and the balmum occur simultaneously. In any event, now we've explained all three cases as occurring with vasachas, and this is the machlokas between Rav Chiya and Bar Kapara. But the Gemara says, not so fast. Bishlamal Rabbi Chiya, we understand this for Rabbi Chiya. Ki esnaye l'didei aliba the Rabbi Yossi. When Rabbi Chiya heard Rabbi teach him this, he heard that Rabbi said Yechayiv twice. He heard that this was according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, that even Bavas Achas Yechayiv twice. And he says, Ki esnaye l'bar kapara, when Bar Kapara heard that Rabbi said you only chayiv once, that was aliba the Rabbi Shimon. Oh, this is a machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. I heard Rabbi say like Rabbi Yossi, and he heard Rabbi say like Rabbi Shimon. That works out perfectly well. We can understand why there's a machlokis. Elalabar Kapara, who says that even Bavas Achas, Rabbi Yossi doesn't say that Yechayiv twice. He says that Rabbi Yossi says Yechayiv once. So Rabbi Chiya, Shakuri Kameshaker, under what circumstance could Rabbi Chiya have heard Rabbi say twice? According to Bar Kapara, both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon hold Bavas Achas, you're only Chayiv one. So under what circumstances could Rabbi Chiya have possibly heard it? Are we chas v'sholem suggesting Rabbi Chiya shakuri kameshaker that was making it up? Obviously not, and therefore this can't be a tenable answer, and therefore the Gemara has to reject this because it doesn't make any sense according to Bar Kapara, and therefore it says elo kumiflegi be'isa bevas achas. Ah, this is exactly what they're arguing about. When is bevas achas valiba the Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon says according to Bar Kapara that you only chayiv once, but according to Rabbi Chiya, even according to Rabbi Shimon, you'd be chayiv twice. Now the Gemara says, this works out great according to Rabbi Chiya. Bishlamo Rabbi Chiya, komishtabal yafukil Rabbi Shimon mecheske. Rabbi Chiya, when he jumps up and says, I swear to Rabbi said this, is because he's saying that Rabbi is teaching us that Rabbi Shimon's opinion is not once, but is twice. And that goes against the normal rule over here, that Rabbi Shimon is mekel, so therefore he has to jump up and swear. Elabar Kapara, that this is Rabbi Shimon going his normal opinion that he's chayiv only once. So then, lamalei leshtur buye, what's he jumping up and swearing? This is Rabbi Shimon's normal shita. So Gemara says taka, this is a kasha. It doesn't fit in so well. Kasha doesn't mean that it's an absolute. It doesn't mean tiyufta. No, it's a kasha. One could easily answer and say that mistama, Bar Kapara still had to say that this is not the normal opinion of Rabbi Shimon. You might have thought that it's automatically normal, but since there is an opinion, it says he's chayiv twice, so I have to jump up and say, no, he only says it once. Okay. Mar still has a problem with this, says. Nevertheless, Bishlomo Bar Kapara, according to Bar Kapara, we have no problem. Why? Because Kisnaya Rabbi Lididei, when Rabbi taught Bar Kapara that you only chayiv once, it's aliba the Rabbi Shimon. It's Rabbi Shimon's opinion. And Mistama, ki esnayil Rabbi Chiya, aliba the Rabbi Yossi. And when Rabbi Chiya said, I heard Rabbi say twice, he was talking about Rabbi Yossi. So here, the tables are turned. Bar Kapara has no problem. How does he explain that Rabbi said one time twice and one time once? Because according to Rabbi Chiya, he was saying the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. And according to when I heard it, he was saying the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. No problem. According to Rabbi Chiya, though, he says that both Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi say you chayiv twice, Bar Kapara Shikuri Kamashaka, then could I possibly be lying? Am I making it up? You have Rav Chiya, no way to understand why there should be a machlokis here, because according to you, both Rav Yossi and even Rabbi Shimon say Yechayiv twice. So therefore, that can't be the answer. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Chiya would answer it as follows. He would say, Ki Yisnaya Rabbi Lididei, when Rabbi taught Bar Kapara that you only chayiv one, Tarte liftor esnaya. It was only two of the three cases. It wasn't all three cases. It was only the first two cases. And we turn to Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. And it was talking about the Isser Kolel esnaya. And this was the Isser Kolel, that there is ability of an Isser Kolel to be chal on a previously Isser. Valiba de Rabbi Shimon, and he taught his view according to Rabbi Shimon. So bottom line is, Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold that Isser Kolel is Halal Isser, but if they occur simultaneously, Rabbi Shimon does hold that you can have two Chiyuvim over here. So that's what Rabbi Chiya heard. V'chazil Bar Kapara, but when Bar Kapara heard this, he said, those are the first two cases, and it's also the third case. Bar Kapara mistakenly thought this applied to the third case as well, Lazar Shal Hamalika, and he said, I did the Namulah, since it's very similar, Irvo Bahadayu, Bar Kapara made a mistake. And he said, if that's the din for the first two cases, it's also the din for the third case. And then later on, Ba'ayinba, when he looked into the third case of the czar who ate the malika. So therefore, he said, "Lo ishkach lebavasachas." There's no way that that can occur. Isser chalal isser. It can't be an isser kol chalal isser. As we explained, the moment you do the malika, you take it away from the isser of meila, and now you simultaneously create both the fact that it's nevela and that it's malika. A kohen can eat it only, and not a czar. And for a czar, it's a nevela. But he didn't realize, "Lo ashkach lebavasachas." If this case is bevasachas, so too are the other cases. Honami bevasachas. The first two cases are also bevasachas. And umidahanach liptur. And in these cases, the Rebbe taught, there's not a chiyuv of twice. Hanach nami liptur. In these cases also. So if in this case it's not chayiv twice, the other cases it's also chayiv only once. But that's a mistake that Bar Kappara made. As the Gemara says, Meisvei, Zor Shishimesh B'Shabbos, if a Zor does the Avoda on Shabbos, or Bamum Shishimesh B'Tumah, or the Bamum that does the Avoda in Tumah, so Yesh Kam Mishum Zoros U'Mishum Shabbos. You have both of the problems, Zorus and Shabbos in the first case, and in the second case, Mishum Bamum U'Mishum Tumah. In the second case, you have both, the Rav Yossi. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein Kan Ela Mishum Zoros U'Bamum Bilvad. Rabbi Shimon says, no, in the first case you only have Zoros, in the second case you only have Bamum. Now, Ve'ilu Maliko Sharye, they didn't mention the case of Maliko over here. This is not one of the machlokas in between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Why not? Leman Sharye, why was it left out? Ilema Rabbi Yossi, if you're saying you left it out according to Rabbi Yossi, so Hash Rabbi Yossi be Isser Kola B'chayiv Shtayim, so certainly be Isser Vasachas B'boya. Would you have to tell me an Isser Vasachas? If by an Isser Kola you chayiv twice, so then certainly in an Isser Vasachas, you certainly will chayiv twice. So therefore the only purpose over here is El Lav L'Rabbi Shimon. The whole purpose of this is to teach us the din by Rabbi Shimon. And it's teaching us that only be Isser Kola L'hu Depotar, Avo be Isser Vasachas M'chayiv. This slugs up Bar Kappara because he says that even b'isav vasachas yechayev only once, not twice. Tiyufta de Bar Kappara tiyufta. So Bar Kappara slugged up, but we now understand what the understanding was between Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kappara. Each one's understanding was a little bit different, and therefore neither one's obviously mishake. We never thought for a second they were mishake, but we didn't understand how they could each swear that they heard Rebbe say it. But in fact, Bar Kappara made a mistake. He'd only heard Rebbe say it by the first two. He forgot. He didn't say it by the third case. He thought they lumped them all together. But then when the third case was analyzed, that couldn't occur in all the right scenarios, and therefore he made a mistake in understanding it. He thought it was bevasachas, but it's not bevasachas. Rabbi Shimon, in fact, holds bevasachas that you be chayiv twice, and tiyufta the Bar Kappara tiyufta. Now, let's already go to the Mishnah. We've gotten somewhat far ahead. It's a little bit late in the Shia, but let's go already to the Mishnah. Zor Shishimesh B'Shabbos. In the case that we had with the Zor, was doing the Avodah on Shabbos. B'mai, what exactly did he do on Shabbos at the Avodah? If you're telling me it's Shchita, guess what? Shchita B'Zor K'shera. A Zor is allowed to do the Shchita. So, granted, the Kohanim usually did it, but technically a Zor can do it, so you're not over any Yisurim on Shabbos because it's allowed to be done. If you're allowed to shech the Korban Tamid, so a Zor or a Kohen can shech the Korban Tamid. You're going to tell me that the Zor did the Kabbalah of the Halacha? Okay, great, he's not allowed to do that, but what is the Shabbos is about? So he's Zor doing the Avoda, but Tiltul B'Yamahu, this is just carrying, and carrying is not an Issa D'Raisa, just moving it. It's Muktzah for him, maybe. It's not an Issa D'Raisa. He puts it on the Mizbeach, Ibach Torah, he actually burns it on the Mizbeach. So, Ha'am Rabbi Yossi, Habar L'Lav Yotza. Rabbi Yossi is famous for Shita, that you're not Chayiv Kareis. Not Chayiv Skila for doing Havara on Shabbos. Havara was the lab that was taken out. Teaches that this is the only one that you're not Chayiv Skila, you're not Chayiv Karis for. It's just a quote lab. So what did he do when he was Mishamish on Shabbos? So Rav Acha bar Yaakov, you know what he did? It's talking about Bishchita, as Parsha Kohen Gadol. It's talking about the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol, according to one opinion, has to do the Shchita. He has to do everything, including the Shchita. And if a non-Kohen did this, Uchidivriya Omer, Shchita, as Parsha Kohen Gadol, Bizar Psula. If a Zar did it, so then it is no good, and therefore that would be the Avodah that he did. There's the Shchita that's not allowed. Shchita is an Issa D'Raisa, Chi of Misa, on Shabbos, and therefore that's the Isser. Gemara says, Ihachi, that why did he use the terminology zar? My ear is zar. Avilu Kohen Hedjot Nami. Then he should have used the term a non-Kohen Gadol. A regular Kohen is also not allowed to do the Shechita of the power of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So Gemara says, yeah, that's what zar means. Shezar etzlo ka'omar. It doesn't mean a zar non-Kohen. It means somebody who's not allowed to do the Avoda. And if only the Kohen Gadol is allowed to do the Shechita of the power of the Kohen Gadol, so then even a regular Kohen is called a zar in that regard. Finish up to the Mishnah, Maskel Ravashi. Ravashi says, Mide Chatos Ktani? Wait a second, where in this whole discussion do we say we're talking about a Chiyuv Chatos? Or Olav Ktani? Or even for that matter, do we say that you Chayiv Olav? Elo Isurim Bi'alma Kachoshiv. The whole discussion is about Isurim. How many Isurim did you? So therefore, you don't have to necessarily say that we're talking about the Shechita, the power of the Kohen Gadol, the Lan Yom Kippur. It can even be talking about a Lav, a regular Lav. So Gemara says, Elo Isuri Be'amo Kachoshiv means that you could be even talking about the Haktorah. So that's the issue that he did. So then the Gemara says, Lamai Nafkamina, what difference does it make whether he's one or two if you're not bringing a Chatas and you're not giving a Malkus? So what difference does it make? So Gemara says, oh, this is the answer we gave before. Lekovru Ben Rishoyim Gemurim. Do we or do we not go and bury him amongst the higher level Rishoyim? If you're saying he's over a higher level Isser, so then he would have to be buried in the Skila Sreifa cemetery. If he's only over a lower level Isser, so then you'd bury him in the Chenek Herig cemetery, or in the cemetery that just has Avaryanim that aren't Chayev Mises based in. So therefore, all of these situations would be a nafkamina as to where he should be buried, how severe his Isurim were compared to the other people that are buried in that area. I know this was a very tough daf. Be'ezus Hashem, I hope we got through it. We did catch up a full daf almost, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're now in good position for Pesach. I hope everybody has a wonderful Chodesh Nisan. I'm dictating this on Matzi Shabbos after Chodesh Nisan has already started. Be'ezus Hashem, we should all have a month of Geula and Yeshua. Have a great Matzi Shabbos, a good Vach.